This week's fiery oil train derailment in West Virginia has lawmakers thinking about oil-by-rail safety through the Northwest. There has been a dramatic increase in oil trains traveling through the region to reach West Coast refineries. Committees in the Washington legislature are considering two bills. One bill, supported by the oil industry, would expand the barrel tax to include oil shipped by rail. Another bill, supported by environmental groups, could change how oil by rail is regulated across the state. Oil safety bills are also moving through the Oregon legislature. Darcy Nonnemaker is the legislative director for the Washington Environmental Council. She says the recent derailment has more people thinking about how oil is transported.
I think the lesson is that we do need to act. There's lots of things that need to happen, whether it's at the federal, state, local level.
The train that derailed in West Virginia was hauling oil with newer tank cars. Those newer designs are supposed to better handle derailments than older cars.